Hello everyone, another episode of Developer Advocate Stories, and with me today is special guest Alba. Hi Alba, how are you?
Hi Ariel, thank you so much for inviting me.
Great, it's always great to speak with Spanish people in English since we can both speak Spanish, but we do it in English. Like we talked in the beginning, before we started recording, maybe we'll start a Spanish edition. So. I will now stop talking and let you introduce yourself, Alba.
Okay, so, well, my name is Alba Rivas. I currently work for Salesforce. I am a developer advocate, and I have been in this role for 2 years now. But, well, before becoming a developer advocate, I was super involved in the Salesforce community. Mm-hmm. So even though it's been only 2 years, I think I have been feeling the role for much longer, mm-hmm. right? I'm from Spain. I'm based in Granada, in the south of Spain, near to the Sierra Nevada mountains. If you don't know them, they are great. There is a ski station there and it's super cool. I love living in this city, but I was really born in the north of Spain, and I have lived for many years in Ceuta, which is a city situated in Africa, next to Morocco, but it belongs to Spain. Mm-hmm. And well, my background is that I'm a telecommunications engineer, and I started working with programming languages as Python, Java, and so on. And the opportunity of working with Salesforce came to me, and I picked that opportunity, and here I am today.
Right. I think that the Salesforce do a great work with the community, building all the Trailhead is the platform that they built. Did I say the name right?
Yeah. So Trailhead is our learning platform. It's a gamified platform in which you can learn about many different topics. We have, like, I don't know, 2,000 units, we call them badges, in which you can learn in a fun way, because normally you have like the written content, you have also videos, like images is explained in a very natural language. And then you have hands-on activities. So you tackle an activity, and then if you have it correctly, you win some points. And those activities, if you are a developer, are normally like programming something. And they are going to check if your code is correct. That's our learning platform. And about the community, we also call it, it starts with Trail. We call it Trailblazer Community. Uh-huh. Our Trailblazer Community consists of a series of groups of developers or Salesforce users around the world that you can join. As of today, to find a meeting and connect with people or developers or any kind of roles inside of the Salesforce ecosystem that are like having the same interests as you have.
I was working with the Minister of Finance in Israel. And you know, they throw us the platform to play, like you said. It's and it was great. I think that I reached 20,000 points before I retire. But it was really great, and yeah, they did it really well. So, Alba, if you can tell a little bit before Salesforce, what really you were doing, and if it was, you know, like a path that took you to developer advocate. You told us that you were part of the community, but if you take the community outside, you know, the career, how it started and what you know was the path here.
Yeah. So I just started by being a developer. I was a developer in like my previous company. And in that company, I realized that I enjoyed very much sharing content. Every time that I had the opportunity to create a blog post or give a talk to our internal employees or something similar, that is an activity that I liked to do also, like in a one-to-one manner with other developers. If someone came to me and asked me a question, I was super happy to be connecting with that person and communicating and telling him or her my thoughts. So I guess that the seed was that. And after being a developer, I spent some months in a company who gives training courses, like for being Salesforce developers, where they also touch other areas. But I was specialized in the Salesforce development courses, and I realized that I loved teaching. Like, teaching was one of my passions, and also connecting to people and meeting new people with your same aspirations. Okay. And apart from that, as I told you at the beginning, I was very involved in the Salesforce community. I was running the developer group for Salesforce developers here in Granada. Mm-hmm. I was running also Dreamole, which is a community-led event that we have organized in Spain for a couple of years. And I also became a Salesforce MVP. Salesforce MVP is a recognition that they give to the people that are very active in the community. So I think that the combination of my teaching experience with my community touch was like the key for giving my...
In your knowledge, Alba, in your knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. But...
Great.
Yes, I guess.
Okay, so you know, you were doing, like you said, the community, the great content, all the things that really are supposed to be the role of a developer advocate. What is really, you know, expected from you in your day to day? It changes a lot from you working for the community. How it works?
Okay, so. Nowadays, in my day-to-day work, what I need to do is to generate content that enables developers to build amazing applications on Salesforce, right? That is basically, if I have to summarize, the job in one single sentence. That content, normally we try it to be code. So one of the main tasks I spend time doing is coding. We try to create sample apps that then developers can use as a reference to understand how to develop with the Salesforce platform and also coding best practices, right? We also have a declarative part in which we do things with point and click. And sometimes I also spend time building applications with both approaches, right? Sometimes with point and click and sometimes with code itself. Then normally when I generate a sample app, for instance, what we do is to try to share that knowledge through different means. So for instance, we can create a video and publish that video in YouTube, or we can do a streaming session. Now with after COVID-19, we are doing a lot of content that is virtual content, right? Because this is the way that we have to arrive to people as of today. Sometimes we create a blog post, or sometimes, I don't know, we create blog posts in third-party blogs, not only the Salesforce developer blog. It's always content around the applications, the sample applications that we create, or the features or functionality that Salesforce releases every 3 months. Also, part of my role is to be up-to-date with all that functionality, and to be in touch with their product managers so that they tell us like which are the best ways to use that functionality, which functionality is going to come in the next months, for instance. And that's basically it. In the past, we attended a lot of conferences, like in-person events, developer groups meetings. But now we are not doing that, sadly. And I hope that we recover that soon, sooner than later.
It's really a difficult time. From one side, it allows to do a lot of things remotely. But I was just talking to someone in Israel from the Salesforce team. It's called Doron, and he said, "Okay, at least in Israel right now, we can start meeting people." And it's really a good thing that at least here we are going back to normal. But in the end, it's not really normal until it will be. We hope that it will be, which will happen soon, like you said, sooner. If you can share maybe Alba a great story, cool story, amazing, happy, sad, or from the other part, a tip that you can give to other developers or developer advocates that are listening to us.
Yeah, so I can tell you a fun fact of myself, of the story of how I became a Salesforce developer advocate, which is that my contact with Salesforce, or my first contact with Salesforce, was really by chance. So I was working for another company. I was not super happy with my job, and I didn't have any idea of what Salesforce was, any idea. And I received a LinkedIn offer saying like, "Hey, we need a Salesforce developer. It seems that you know how to program in Java. Maybe you can do the interview, and maybe if you like the job, we can offer you a position." And I did that interview. They offered a position to me, and I thought, okay, I'm going to take this position. I think that this thing called Salesforce, I'm not going to like it at all. And I will keep looking for a better job. Meanwhile, I'm working there. And I started working with Salesforce, and I realized that it was amazing. And here I am, like 6 or 7 years later.
Yeah, it's really a great story. I had the previous talk with Yuri, a great guy, and really he tell try new things. You never know that what will happen, and I think that this is the true story behind the
true story. Yeah.
Right. And if you can tell really maybe Alba, a tip to other people before starting to be a developer advocate or in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that one really important thing for being a developer advocate or an advocate in general is to try to be yourself, like try to be personal, try to have your own style and your own way to communicate things, to communicate to people, and believe in that idea of yourself, because that is going to give you authenticity, and that authenticity is going to be translated into the content that you create. And this is what people normally want from a source, right? They can pick among many different contents of source, but they are going to pick the sources that are more authentic and that are able to convey the information like more easily and connect with you.
Yeah, I think that really it's an important thing. When sometimes we do Europe Cloud, Spain Cloud, Israel Cloud, whatever clouds that we do, sometimes they, when we talk with companies, big companies, they say, "Why you do the video like this? Why you don't go to a recording?" Because like you said, I think that it is not so important to have, the best background or stuff like this. But really, I believe in content, and I believe that developers or technical people at the end, they are looking for the content, like you said, a true content from people that know what they do or know what they did before. And I think that really is important. Yes, of course, I would like to be all the day in a great studio, but the important thing, especially in this time, is to create the content that people will be able to learn and share things. And I think that this is really important. So Alba, it was great to have you with us. I am really thinking about the Spanish one. I will update you. Maybe we can do a few together. And my last ask from you, if you can send to me a little bit about you, what you have, the Salesforce, how do you say?
The plushies that I have in the background?
Yes, sorry.
Yes. Mascots.
Yes, a few okay. Mascots.
We have a couple of them.
I will send you after that the one that I like. Okay. So, Alba, it was a pleasure having you with us, and thank you very much for the time.
Thank you, Ariel. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye to everyone.